everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him, and He loves us. The Lord our God thinks of everything. He will respond to every situation faithfully, with eyes of redemption. Everybody that can possibly be redeemed, according to life, according to how they receive life, if they can be redeemed, they will be redeemed. And then those that reject God, they will reject God. But the Lord put it's not that people are not warned. The Lord has warned people. He's pleaded with people. He's worked with people. And He does miracles to clue us in. Now, this is why I'm saying this. This has been on my heart for some time. Because the Lord called me to be an apostle, He tell me things about the condition of the church. And I believe Him. He knows I don't. I have to learn. And throughout the stages of life, since He called me to be an apostle, He taught me things about the church, the condition of it. And I would write it down. I used to write down everything He said in my old notebooks. Now, I was interested in trying to do, I thought another way, but the Lord started teaching me things about the church, about His people. When I say the church, I'm not talking about a local assembly. I'm talking about worldwide. His people, worldwide. When He said that the day will come that 1,000 people would get saved every hour, I'll never forget that. But I knew that it would be places where the gospel has not been coming from. Places like Iran and Iraq, China. Everybody knows that there was a wonderful underground church in China, which is probably the largest national church on the planet. I don't know. But I know this, when the rapture happens, we're going to all be amazed at what God has done. See, you can't see everything He's doing worldwide. But a man went to heaven, and he was on Sid Roth's show. And he saw, when he was in heaven, he saw prayers coming up from the earth. And he said most of the prayers were coming up from Iran. Then, a few years later on the news, we found out Jesus has been appearing to people in Iran. See, never underestimate what God can do. And yesterday we talked about people that's sincere, staying on course is the title of it. Well, today is part two, basically. The Lord looks at the heart and He makes decisions. When people have a heart to Him, God will move to get to them, just like He was motivated with Jonah to get to Nineveh. He motivated Jonah to get to Nineveh. Jonah did not want to go. But because of His ways, He was the perfect person to do this, to save those miserable people. And they repented. So never underestimate what God can do. When there's sincere people at stake, God will move things. He'll rearrange people's lives to get to the people who love Him, who He know will love Him. And I love Him. I don't underestimate what God can do. Jesus said, if you believe, he that believes will do greater works than me. And you have to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe in what God is saying. And people have used their ministry as a platform to do more of their will and some of God's will. Or do their will in the name of God's will. And then there are those who will do whatever God say do. And I love God, I love His ways, I love His word. And I confess that, I believe that, I stand on that. And I have learned so many things from the Lord because of it. Now, I know what God can do with a man that will, that's willing and obedient. And I know what He can do with a person that's willing and obedient and, watch this, determined to do what's in his heart. Now, I have not met too many people that's determined to do what's in his heart. And I'm endeavoring to do that now, myself. And I see things. I see things happen. When you're on one accord with God, you start seeing what's really possible in what God can really do. And you won't get puffed up with pride because you're looking to Him. Jesus said a lot when He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. So if your whole body is full of light, when you experience forms of success, you won't get lifted up in pride. You won't get greedy. You won't try to do underhanded things to get people on board. You won't lust after the women. You won't do things that worldly people do. And sometimes, even among Christians, they expect you to be worldly, and you're not. And you're a light to Christians. And that's a weird statement, but that's the way it is. When you're sincere, people they can't figure it out if they love the world somewhere, because they probably never seen somebody that would do something like that. And what will happen, what God can do in the life of a person that's fully dedicated. Now, God loves us, He cares about us, He wants us to succeed. But you have to be prepared for success. You have to be prepared for everything that's coming. You know, in this world, whatever you do, you become attractive. Satan wants to stop you. The world wants to, they want to prosper and be powerful. That's what the world wants. Sincere people, they want more of God. So when you're preaching more of God, Satan knows that he's outclassed. Religious people know that they figure out they're outclassed. And Satan will use their ways against you. And I ran into this so many times. It's crazy. And Satan has place in average people, even in Christian people. He has place in people who give in to pride, lust, and greed. Those are the three things that make up the world system. Your lust, your greed, your pride is your puppet strings. It attaches you to Satan's hand, and he will manipulate your life. Because when you're doing things that's the wrong way, you fear. There's fear attached. Fear is a driver that causes you. You're trying not to have the failure or whatever, or the disappointment. But because you fear it, it attaches you to Satan, and Satan will run your life with fear. He'll run your life with your hurts and your weaknesses. But if you live in Him, if you live in Jesus Christ, when I say Him, I mean Jesus Christ. If you're looking to Him, you're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and hearing Him out and not worrying about the things of this world, you're going to be fine. You're going to prosper. You cannot look to Jesus from the heart with the intent to obey Him and fail. It's not possible. Whatever you do will succeed. It won't be like you expect, but you will win if you stick with, if you keep watching Him. And you have to make adjustments. And I don't know what kind of adjustments you have to make. The Lord is trying to show you. And if you listen to Him, you'll make them and you'll be fine. You're going to learn that sometimes the things that you expected were not going to work anyway. It won't work that way. It was far from God's purpose. And the day I realized to stop expecting things to go a specific way, I walked in greater forms. I walked more steadily in peace. And I had more joy to work with. I knew that I was well taken care of. My pastor said, you don't need money, you need faith. And he was right. He's right. He is right. If you have faith in what God said do, you're going to be fine. Everything you don't know, you'll learn. And when I know I don't know something, I say I know it in faith. Because that helps me pay attention when the Holy Spirit speaks. And when the Lord is trying to get something over to me and tell me something that I need to know, my antennas are up. And I confess that I love God's will. I hear Him out. I confess that I know what to do. I confess that I love His will, His ways, His people. Everything that can slow me down, I do something about it. From there, I learned that God is good and His people can enjoy a thriving life in the midst of any challenge. The challenges are things, you know, a challenge from the enemy. That's just, Satan is the one that's desperate trying to get you to stop looking at Jesus. Stop looking at that Jesus Christ he wants you to do. He wants you to stop looking at Jesus. Because you win. You're taking people off the wide road and onto the narrow road. So whatever God gives you to do, whatever He deals with you about, proceed, because training time is only so long. And you only have so much time for training. So in the training time that God grants you, use it up. Use it. Pay attention. Get on board with what God's doing. Don't let it be stolen. If God is training you for something, pay attention. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a rush. And don't slow down. Learn. Pay attention to Him. If you can look to Him, you can be made to do anything. You won't, sometimes, some works you'll do, it'll work, and you won't realize it. It may be decades before you realize the impact of what you've done. You may go to heaven and not know on this side. But just, if I could just do what God said do today, I'm not going to stop, so I'll do what God said do tomorrow. That's how following God works. And God can show you long-term things, but don't look at the project, look at Him. So many people, when they start having success, or they have successions, you're not finished yet, but you had a succession. That's big to you, but God is going somewhere even greater. And you can't worry about how, don't consider how it looks to others. That's irrelevant. You don't need others. Don't require anything from anyone. You don't need them. You need to obey God. And God will, and the people that's willing to help you, they'll help you where they can and at the level they can. See, God got it all well thought out. When God finds a rep, somebody that's sincere, they've driven out the iniquity out of their heart. James said, purify your heart, you sinners. See, sin can be driven out. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You can look to Him. Looking to Jesus is a purifying process all by itself. Because as you see Him, you're going to know what sin is, where sin's been hiding in your life, lurking where you didn't know to look. Ways that you didn't know you had, your whole body will be full of light. The sin will be gone, extinguished. And one day you might even come to a point that you know it. And this is how you know when God started giving you greater things to do, and enabling you to recognize what He's doing, enabling you to recognize what's been done, enabling you to to see what others don't. Now, because other people are not doing what you're doing, don't look to them. Don't pay them any attention. If you're having success where others don't, or if you're doing something quite different and people don't understand it, that's irrelevant. Stick to what God is showing you through the Word of God. If you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're gonna see things differently anyway. Because people are wrong sometimes. Even good ministers, sometimes they say things that's just wrong. But when you look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, it's hard to remain wrong. One way people get off track, they become dogmatic about something. You can't do that with the Word of God. You have to let the Word of God say what it's saying and be dogmatic about the truth of God's Word. Well, people feel like it's the truth. Well, if it's the truth, it's anointed. And the way, this is how the Lord taught me. That's why I say it's not just mine, it's anybody's. But this is how the Lord taught me to do it. Pay attention to Him, speak what He say, and learn from it. No matter how bad you want to prove a point, don't prove points. Speak what He say, and learn from it. And yeah, you know, it's not, sometimes you can detect that people are not on board with something. That's irrelevant. What is God saying? Speak what God is saying. Stay on board with Him. Now, that's what I try to do. But when sometimes people try to get you to do it their way, and I've been going to church all my life, and people have been, they want a structured, you know, they used to have Sunday school books. They want to stick to this little format. God can work with a format, but if you give Him free course, you'll learn so much more and faster. Sometimes people want it to go the way that they understand it. And they feel like, well, you're off course. That's not the way we do it. People are like that. But if you give God free course, it's going to work. And the reason people are dogmatic about untruth is because they did stick to formats that they approved. And they continue to stick to formats that they approved. And they can't learn, because you can't learn the Father's ways if you lean to your own understanding. And that's what the Lord taught me in 88 when I made that vow. I said, Lord, You knew I needed to know this knowledge about business a long time ago. Why didn't You tell me? I could have prevented so many problems. I could have prevented them, done things better. And that's when He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. He said, can't. But I said, cannot a little louder so you'll get it. You can't learn God's ways if you're leaning to your ways, or leaning to somebody else's ways, or leaning to Satan's ways. You can't learn something new if you're leaning to something otherwise. You have to yield to God. That's the point. That's the road. That's the road you got to take to get out of the trouble that you're in, to get from where you are to where you're going. That's what you got to do. And if you do that, it's going to work. You're going to love it. If you do it, it's going to work. You're going to see things others cannot see, because they continually lean to their own ways. Yeah, but it's biblical. How many times have people been biblical in their mind and wrong as two left shoes? How many times people have won arguments about why the Holy Spirit don't fall on man anymore? It went out with their pot. There's no scriptures for it. Just a bunch of people that's convinced by doctrines of devils. And they are right in their mind and wrong. And their words are not anointed. God can't take it and help nobody with it. See, what comes from God is anointed. It's just as anointed as the Word of God. And if you follow it through, it's not only anointed, But and it's just as true as God's word. And you and what God gives you, if you got to measure, you got to judge it, and you judge it by the word. If you don't fill your heart with the word, and you believe God is leading you, the enemy will try to lead you too. You won't be able to detect the enemy unless you have a strong love for the word, and also you have to continually hear his word. Not to try to learn it and memorize it, but it has to be planted in you. It has to be part of your life. When your intentions are to do the word, it becomes a part of who you are. And the Lord can easily teach you and train you. I've been teaching these kind of things for years. I could talk about this all day, because this is what the training was for this day. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Glory to him. I can't do this by myself. I love his people, and I yield, and this is what he gave me. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.